You are listening to Geetanjali. Geetanjali. Mondays, 6 to 7 p.m. Lotus FM.
And it is now time for us to learn some Hindi on Lotus FM's Hindi program, Geetanjali. So I often use the word neck on a Geetanjali, and some listeners expressed a wish that I focus a bit on the word neck during our Hindi lesson. So I think it's a very, very great suggestion indeed. So the word neck simply means virtuous or noble, virtuous or noble. Spelt in English, it would be N-E-K. And it is an adjective, and that would obviously mean it's a descriptive word. It's a word that's going to describe something. And of course, it's a good word to know because it spreads positivity. So here are some simple sentences using the word neck. The first one reads like this: he is a noble man. So remember, neck means noble or virtuous. So you could say he is a virtuous man as well. So in Hindi, we will simply say that as woh ek nek aadmi hai. Woh ek nek aadmi hai. So noble, as once again, nek aadmi means man, and he is in the word woh, and the word hai simply is the equivalent of is. Okay, a little bit of grammar there, and a similar sequence follows as we go through the other sentences. So once again, he is a noble man. Woh ek nek aadmi hai. The second sentence that I am going to use is the one where we use the pronoun she. So if we say she is a noble woman, then we simply say that in Hindi as woh ek nek nari hai. Woh ek nek nari hai. She is a noble woman. Now note, the word noble does have no reference to one's class. Okay, I'm using the word very, very generally. It has nothing to do with one's classification. So a noble distinctly means distinctly means noble. So let's suppose you want to say this is a noble thought. How do you say it in Hindi? Yeh ek nek vichar hai. Vichar means thought, so nek vichar means noble thought. And then sentence number four reads like this: this is noble work. This really is noble work. Let's add in the word really. This really is noble work. Yeh vake nek karya hai. So noble once again is nek, really is vake, and work, you can either use the word karya or you could use the word kam as well. That's totally okay. So this really is noble work. We simply say ye vake nek karya hai. Acha, the final sentence that I share with you is this: everyone should be involved in noble work. And I think all of us agree with that statement. Everyone should be involved in noble work. So we could simply say that in these words, harek ko nek karya mein leen hona chahiye. Acha, or harek ko nek karya mein vyast hona chahiye. Vyast also means to be involved, to be very busy with the good work in this context. So let's take each of those sentences again. He is a noble man. Woh ek nek aadmi hai. She is a noble woman. Woh ek nek nari hai. And the third sentence is, this is a noble thought. Yeh ek nek vichar hai. Yeh ek nek vichar hai. And the next sentence we use is, this really is noble work. And in Hindi we would say that as, yeh vake nek karya hai. And the final sentence that I shared with you reads like this: everyone should be involved in noble work. Harek ko nek karya mein leen hona chahiye. Harek, I think you've worked that out very easily, means everyone. Nek karya means noble work. Leen hona chahiye, ya vyast hona chahiye, means should be involved. So there you go. That's your lesson for today. And I trust that you thought this was a very nek lesson. Bahut nek part tha. It's a wonderful word to know, and one can use it in so many positive ways. जी हाँ दोस्तों, प्रोग्राम है गीतांजलि. चलिए प्रोग्राम को आगे बढ़ाते हैं इस बहुत ही खूबसूरत रचना के साथ. बोल है आदमी मुसाफिर है. Lotus FM. Yeah. Yeah. Share the experience. Share.